The US Secretary of State will meet Russia's foreign minister later this week amid escalating tensions over a feared invasion of Ukraine. The White House has raised concerns about the movement of Russian troops into neighbouring Belarus, warning Russia could launch an attack at any moment. Here's North America correspondent Jade McMillan.
On Belarus's western border, Russian troops are being welcomed by defence officials. Irina Gorbacheva is a spokeswoman for the Belarusian Defence Ministry.
Units of Russian Federation troops have started to arrive at the territory of Belarus Republic. Since this is a surprise check, the troops will be arriving during the whole first stage.
Russia's Deputy Defence Minister, Alexander Fomin, says the soldiers have arrived to take part in joint military exercises aimed at expelling an external attack.
The presidents of the Russian Federation and the Republic of Belarus agreed to hold this event last December. The presidents decided to conduct a surprise check of forces and appraise their readiness to provide military security and also to exercise joint action in various situations for repelling threats and stability operations at the Union state borders.
But with an estimated 100,000 Russian troops already gathered near the border with Ukraine, the United States is worried the movements in Belarus could be a sign that an invasion is imminent, reinforcing concerns raised last week that Russia could be laying the groundwork to fabricate a reason to attack. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
We believe we're now at a stage where Russia could at any point launch an attack on Ukraine. I would say that's more stark than we have been.
US Secretary of State Antony Blinken had already been planning on meeting Ukraine's president in Kiev tomorrow before travelling to Berlin as part of a coordinated effort with Western allies to deter Russian aggression. But after a phone call with Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov this morning, he added another stop to the trip, with the pair agreeing to meet face-to-face in Geneva on Friday, local time.
Our position has been crystal clear from the beginning, the position of the President and the Secretary of State, that there are two paths. There's a diplomatic path forward. We certainly hope they take that path. There's the other path. It is up to the Russians to determine which path they're going to take, and the consequences will be severe if they don't take the diplomatic path.
Russia denies it's planning an invasion, but has demanded a guarantee that NATO will not expand to include Ukraine. High-level talks between Russia and the US last week ended in stalemate. The White House hopes an in-person meeting between the top diplomats of both nations could result in a breakthrough. This is Jade McMillan in Washington, reporting for AM.